This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Quick update on Randy Moss. He did come out and reveal that he had cancer. They said that they found a mass in between his pancreas and liver.
Yeah.
He had one surgery a while back, and he had another one this week to remove the mass. And he said they did get it out of there, but he still has to go through chemo and some radiation.
Yeah, and so we'll see what happens. It's weird language because is it liver cancer? We know something. His eyes are bright yellow.
I read bile duct cancer.
And well, that's what he said. It was in the bile duct right between his pancreas and the liver.
Because when I heard pancreas, I was like, oh boy, yeah, that's the one you do. Well, not
hopefully
want.
They caught it in time.
So we'll.
Well, he's kind of insinuating that they did.
Right.
But,
yeah. Hopefully the cells and everything didn't reach there.
Well,
yeah.
He is saying he wants you all to go to randymoss.com and buy his Team Moss merch.
Yeah, they're going to moss out cancer. So, that's terrifying. You start talking about liver and pancreas and cancer, and that's no good.
Top five NFL coaches, go.
Okay, well, without question, Andy Reid is number one.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody argues.
And there could be no argument there. After that, I think I got to go Sean McVay, too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's got a Super Bowl. He's been to another one. And, he has held together this Rams team through a transition. And I love coaches that can do that. That this is this team, and even the one that won the Super Bowl, really doesn't resemble. I mean, there was a monumental shift in the way they ran their team and from the first Super Bowl to this one. And even though with all the injuries and stuff, dude, they're still sitting there with a chance to go to the postseason. So I really like Sean McVay. And then honestly, I think number three, like you can bring up the Tomlins, you can bring up the Harbaughs, and I'm not going to argue with that. Tomlin's got a Super Bowl and he's a great leader. I personally like coaches that can design schemes. I think Kyle Shanahan is number three. I really do. I think Shanahan been to two Super Bowls, and they are a play away from winning two Super Bowls, and that is not on Kyle Shanahan. And he has done it again with as many injuries as anyone in the NFL. So I'm going Shanahan three, I'm going Tomlin four, and I'm probably going Harbaugh five. And then can I put a little...
Well, which Harbaugh? Which Harbaugh?
John. John has a Super Bowl. Huh. Jim does not.
Block cock, ready to rock.
And I am going to put my little caveat because I think there are three guys that are coming. By the way, his brother being one of them. Again, give him more time, but what he's done with the Chargers, he certainly is in this conversation. And I absolutely love Matt LaFleur and Kevin O'Connor. I think they are they're as bright as anyone in the NFL. And then I just think Dan Campbell belongs in that conversation.
Yeah, we didn't mention Campbell.
Yeah.
Like, where
and
does
on the
he
way
fit
up,
in?
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
He's top 10. But again, if you're asking me who I want to take, as much as I love Dan Campbell and the CEO type and the motivation, which is why I love Tomlin, I just will always defer in this day and age to play callers and guys that design offenses, which is why I lean personally towards the Matt LaFleurs and the O'Connells and the Shanahans and the McVays and Andy Reid's that way too. I mean, we forget Andy Reid still runs their offense. Like Andy Reid is the freaking, you know, king of this. And when he's done, Andy Reid will probably be considered one of the three or four best coaches to ever coach in this game. But I think there's a lot of really, really good coaches. But to me, Shanahan, easily top five. And on my list, three or four.
Dave Canales ain't making the list?
Again, well, no.
I want to keep that private.
There's two guys who don't get much love that have really good teams. One is Sean McDermott.
Sure.
I don't really know what to make of him.
Well, McDermott unfortunately falls into the you just keep running into Patrick Mahomes. I think McDermott is a really solid coach. Remember a couple years ago there was some talk that maybe they need to move on from him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's silly. And again, look at the transition that Buffalo has gone through. Sean McDermott's a good coach. Is he in the class that those other guys are? No, I think he's in that next tier.
And the other one has the best winning percentage of any coach going, including Andy Reid.
It's Sirianni, isn't
Sirianni.
It? Yeah.
See? No one talks about Sirianni, and I don't think he's that great. But
he's not. Sirianni is a product of having an elite roster, an elite GM, and give him credit because your record is what it is, and you're on the doorstep of winning a Super Bowl. I just think the Eagles succeed, not in spite of Sirianni. I just think if you put any one of those coaches and probably four or five others in Philadelphia, the Eagles are better tomorrow by inserting those guys.
Huh, yeah. I tend to agree.
Like you give me like Sean Payton, who I think is a really good coach. And
there's another one. Yeah.
Who's again, there's a lot of elite coaches. If you gave me Sean Payton and you put him in Philadelphia, how long would it take you if I can make that trade? It'd take me half a second. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Immediately, Philadelphia, I feel a lot better about winning the Super Bowl. And there's something about Sirianni and the kind of the locker room stuff and the way their offense is kind of clunky at times. I that's a Barry Switzer sort of thing. They're good, but I feel like he holds them back a little bit. And if they win a Super Bowl, then, hey, everyone shuts up and, hey, win your Super Bowl, give you some flowers. But it's weird to say, but on that entire organizational front, offense, defense, coach, ownership, all that, their weakest part, I think, is the head coach.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Did you mention LaFleur?
Yeah, I love Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he's great.
When Matt LaFleur lost Jordan Love and they had to go to Malik Willis, go look at some of the running game plans that he put together. Some of the most creative run schemes I have ever seen. And he made Malik Willis look like not just a competent, but a good NFL quarterback.
They won both those games.
Yes. Matt LaFleur is a really, really good coach. And it's funny, at one point we were having this debate of, is Matt LaFleur or Aaron Rodgers the problem? And who are you going to choose? Green Bay made the right choice by going with Matt LaFleur. Yeah. And I think Matt LaFleur made Jordan Love a lot of money. And he's one of those guys like Kevin O'Connell, same thing with Sam Darnold. Whoever is the quarterback in Minnesota, now it helps you have a good O-line and you've got really good weapons. Kevin O'Connell, if I'm a quarterback needing to resurrect my career, I will do anything I can to get in Matt LaFleur or Kevin O'Connell's meeting room and just sit there.
I don't know what you think, but certainly feels like the head coaching.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Pool is deeper than ever.
It's really good.
Because we didn't even mention McDonald.
Nope.
The guy in Seattle is just getting started, and he looks really good.
Yeah. Well, again, the fact that it took us this long to get to Sean Payton,
right?
Who is a really good coach and has won a Super Bowl.
And the YouTube chat bringing up Dan Quinn doing a nice job with the Commanders, too.
Yes.
I mean, there's another one.
And by the way, I really think that he's been kind of handcuffed, but I think Shane Steichen in Indianapolis is a really good coach.
I mean, a lot of people left the Cardinals for dead, and Gannon's doing okay there. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's going the right direction.
Yeah, Gannon in Arizona, he's all right.
There is
good young coaches.
And you're right. Mike McDonald has the Seahawks pointed in the right direction.
He's good,
took
dude.
Him a little bit, but they have figured out that defense. Yeah. And I just
you think they beat the Packers?
It's a good one. That's a game.
This is going to be great.
It's not my game of the week because that's obviously Bills and Lions. But this Seattle game, Green Bay, I want to believe in Seattle. I said that they were going to be a playoff team, and then I fell off the Seahawks wagon, and now I'm back on it a little bit. I would love to see Seattle. Defensively, they're going to be fine. I think this defense is.
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, yeah.
Since the last 3 or 4 weeks, this is the top 6 defense in the league, and I think it's going to stay.
It's the O-line.
Yes, it's that. If the O-line shows up and they can run the ball and they give Geno time and they can work their play-action game and it shows me that this offense is stabilized and it's for real, I don't even need you to beat Green Bay. I just need you to go toe-to-toe and show that you're a competent offense against Green Bay, and I'll buy into what McDonald and the Seahawks have going on.
Well, if they lose, they're tied. Since the Rams won last night,
yep,
they're tied with the Rams if they lose on Sunday night.
More than likely, it's going to come down to Week 18. Winner gets into the playoffs, and the loser goes home between the Seahawks and the Rams.
Well,
and
the Seahawks got they got the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah, it's tough.
And we get 2 Monday night games this week, but they both suck.
Oh, yeah. What are the...
Falcons, Raiders. I mean, come on.
Yuck.
What are you doing to us?
I don't know.
Bears, Vikings.
Whatever. I mean, I guess...
All the good games are in the afternoon on Sunday.
I mean, I guess... Is anyone even... I hate to do it because I like young quarterbacks and I like watching young quarterbacks. I need to move on to next season for the Bears and Caleb Williams. I can't.
You think they should just quit?
I can't. I would like them. I would like them to quit.
Just quit. Just forfeit.
Yes. I would like them to just fast forward to next year and get your permanent staff in place, revamp your O-line, and let's try again. Because after last week's debacle, I can't with Caleb Williams. I can't with Caleb
Williams.
Who's
even their interim coach?
It was their offensive coordinator.
Their offense sucks. Why'd they promote that guy?
He was like their pass. Well, they fired Waldron, promoted their passing coordinator.
Did you see the other piece of Bears-related news that came out today?
No.
That the Colts were ready to fire Matt Eberflus as their defensive coordinator before the Bears hired him.
Dear.
Yeah.
Thomas Brown. So.
Never heard of him.
Well, he was their passing game coordinator, and then... That they fired the coordinator, he became the passing game or became the offensive coordinator. Then they fired Eberflus, and then he became the head coach. And for a brief moment, people were like, "Oh, well, is this going to turn into something?" And then it all came crashing down. And I just would like to say again, I'm done with the Bears. I can't. I'm done.
So Sunday afternoon,
wake me up.
Colts, Broncos.
Yes,
this is the afternoon slate. Bills, Lions, Steelers, Eagles, Bucks, Chargers, and then Packers, Seahawks on Sunday night.
It's as good of a midday lineup as we've had all year.
But the 10 a.m. games kind of suck.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Browns, best one there.
Yeah. But that afternoon slate,
unless you like Cowboys, Panthers.
How about new Cowboys?
We didn't mention Mike McCarthy.
I want to mention, and I will say this.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback coach,
away.
I mean.
Yeah, go away.
You go away.
No, go away.
You go away.
While I refuse to watch any more Caleb Williams, you know who I do like watching right now? And I've come around.
Bryce Young.
I'm telling you.
You crapped all over him.
Everyone did. He had shown not one single trait of being an NFL quarterback. And since that benching, Bryce Young looks like a real NFL quarterback. And if Leggett catches that ball, they beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Did you also see that he had raccoon for Thanksgiving?
I could get it to that end zone.
He is country.
I say the deep ball, man.
He's eating raccoon.
Well, he had raccoon for Thanksgiving.
You can't.
Well, he gets him, and they asked him, what was he on, some podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on.
And they said, hey.
The St. Brown Brothers.
How do you get your raccoon? He's like, I shoot him.
Boy. Dude, there's country. And then there's
Xavier Leggett.
And then there, yes. It's a whole other beast. Hold on to the damn ball, Deebo Samuels. You had a chance to beat the Eagles?
All right, in the news is coming up next. I have sea pickle news.
Ooh, what's a sea pickle?
I mean, it's like a penis of the sea.
See this pickle.
Yeah, see it. Check it out.
See what he did there?
I see.
All right. ITN is next. Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.